Hello, my name is Meg. Welcome to the Unedited Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. The goal of this podcast is to help you both develop and enjoy the habit of daily Bible reading and prayer. About 20 years ago, at a very low spot in my life, I was convicted to begin this simple discipline, and I looked up years down the road to see how God had used this habit to heal deep places in my heart and do incredible things in my life. And so over the years, it's really become my greatest passion to help others get to know Jesus through His Word and through His presence. Through this podcast, I'm hoping to help you see the Word of God with fresh eyes, to learn to slow down with your Bible, and ultimately to fall in love with Jesus and to fall in love with your Bible. So thank you so much for joining me today. I am so grateful that you are here. Hello, welcome to Unedited. Happy Saturday. This is a little bonus episode. I wrote something yesterday that I have just been feeling to share. It was an encouragement to me, and I feel it could be an encouragement. Happy Resurrection Weekend. Today is Saturday. Thousands of years ago, this would have been the day that Jesus lay dead in a tomb, crucified on Friday, and not resurrected to Sunday. And on that day, Friday looked very, very bad. Can you imagine the disciples? They have pinned all their hopes on Jesus as the Messiah. They have given up livelihoods and vocations to follow Him. And now He is dead in a tomb. They feel foolish. Their world is rocked. Their world is shaken. And Friday did not look good. They had forgotten that He had told them so specifically, "I'm going to rise from the dead. I have to be laid in the heart of the earth for 3 days." They forgot that in their pain, in their questions. And there are times where the season we're in can cloud the promises of God, just like the disciples experienced. But why was Friday good? Friday was good because it was named by somebody who had hindsight. And so on today's episode, this little bonus episode, I'm going to share an unedited journal entry called "Why Was Friday Good?" Before I read this journal entry, I just want to say, if you have not had a chance to listen to the interview with Brother Aaron Bounds that was posted yesterday, please take some time today or another day next week and listen. He had such incredible, beautiful, powerful things to share. I was personally so ministered to and so strengthened through the things that he shared in that interview. And so I would just encourage you to take some time and listen to that interview. Here is today's unedited journal entry. Why was Friday good? If I was naming it, I'd call it Bad Friday. The night before, Jesus eats a final meal with his closest followers and friends. He prays under such intense agony and pressure that he sweats literal drops of blood. His followers sleep through his pain. His humanity begs and pleads with the Father to remove the cup from him, that if there's any other way for humanity's salvation, that the plan would be shifted. He relinquishes his will, saying, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." He is betrayed with a kiss by one of his disciples. He is denied by one from his inner circle in his greatest hour of need. He is mocked and hit and blindfolded and slapped across the face. When Friday dawns, he is taken before the Jewish council, then led by a crowd to the Roman governor Pilate, who, though he finds no fault in him, refuses to release him out of fear of the people. Jesus is sent to Herod, who is glad, hoping Jesus will perform a miracle on command. When Jesus is silent in the face of Herod's interrogation, he and his men of war treated him with contempt, mocked him, put a gorgeous robe on him, and volleyed him back to Pilate. Pilate refuses to press charges and places Jesus' very life in the hands of an angry and volatile mob. Pilate allows them the choice to release one prisoner, either Jesus or Barabbas, a murderer. The crowd vies for Barabbas' release and chants, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" of Jesus. Jesus is beaten and whipped after Pilate contents the people. 39 lashes with the cat of nine tails, his back flayed. He is clothed with purple. A crown of thorns is plaited and placed on his head. He is hit upon the head with a reed. He is spit on. He is bowed to in grand mocking gestures as the soldiers say, "Hail, King of the Jews." They place his cross on his broken body, requiring him to carry it uphill to the place of the skull, Golgotha, where Roman convicts are crucified in brutal Roman fashion. Simon of Cyrene steps in to bear his cross to Calvary. He is laid on the rugged cross, beams of a crude cross, and the sound of mallets and nails ring across Mount Calvary. A scornful inscription is placed over his head as his cross is erected between two thieves, numbered with the transgressors. "Jesus, King of the Jews, rise in anguish of spirit and physical pain." He cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" as the wrath of God and all the collective sins and guilt of all generations were laid on him. "The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all," Isaiah 53. His followers, for the most part, are nowhere to be seen in his darkest hour. He forgives those who are taking his life as they gamble for his robe. The crowd passes by, continuing to mock him. At noon, the sixth hour, the sun went black, and for 3 hours, Jesus hung on the Roman cross, the emblem of suffering and shame in agony. There is an earthquake, graves are open, saints come out of the graves. Finally, after a sleepless night of brutalizing agony, Jesus' body succumbed to all it had endured, and he uttered, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit, and it is finished." Jesus bowed his head and gave up the ghost. His spirit separated from his physical body yet on the tree. His heart, formed in the womb of Mary, stopped beating. He heaved one final breath. The soldiers see he is dead, and instead of the typical breaking of the bones, they pierce his side with a spear, and blood and water flowed. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus beg the body of Jesus, prepare it for burial, and bury it in Joseph's tomb. None of this is good, if this was the end of the story. But Good Friday was named by someone with hindsight of the resurrection. Without the resurrection, Jesus' death would have proved to be the death of the blasphemer the crowds proclaimed him to be. But Friday is good because Friday was overshadowed by Sunday. Friday is good because without the suffering and shedding of blood, we'd have no Savior. Jesus endured Friday, endured the cross for the joy set before him. He endured all the very bad of Friday because he knew it was the path to resurrection power for him and the path to salvation and redemption for humanity. There is nothing good in Friday. There is nothing in Friday to make it good other than what came next. Sunday made Friday good. Sunday gave us a lens to see all that Jesus had endured was very good, very purposeful. Sunday indeed proves that it is a good Friday. And at times, as we walk the road with the Savior, we find ourselves in seasons of no apparent good, no good in the moment. No good is readily obvious. The moment is dark and the pain is real. We too must look beyond the moment like the one who endured the cross, despising the shame, to the joy down the road. Joy comes in the morning. It might not be good right now, but Sunday's coming. That's why we call it good. Again, just a little thought that I found encouraging. I am so incredibly thankful for the sacrifice that Jesus made on a Friday 2,000 years ago. I would be lost without him laying down his life. The Bible tells us that no greater love hath this than a man lay down his life for his friends. And that is what Jesus did for you, for me, as individuals, yes, for all of collective humanity, but for me, for you. What an incredible thought. I am so thankful for the blood of Jesus, and I am so thankful for the resurrection that he rose victorious over death, over hell, over the grave. There is hope because of the resurrection. And so happy resurrection weekend to you. If you have questions or to download a typed or a handwritten transcript of today's entry, you can visit megunedited.com. For now, go grab your journal and your Bible. Read through the accounts of the resurrection in the four Gospels. It's so powerful. You have a happy, an amazing, and wonderful Saturday.